Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The powerful storms that pushed through our area left 4 people dead, a lot of damage, and tens of thousands of homes and businesses are still without power today. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the details from Wynwood.
The storms were fierce and deadly. In Lower Marion, 2 people were killed when officials say trees fell onto their cars. Staying in Montgomery County, a staffer at the Philmont Country Club in Lower Moreland died after a tree slammed into a building. In Delaware County, downed wires led to a house fire, and that claimed 1 life. And there's damage everywhere. There are trees that were ripped from the ground, like in front of the Cascatora Academy, where the uprooted tree punched right through the sidewalk.
The power outages left many people scrambling to save food stocked in fridges and freezers because of the pandemic, a big inconvenience with many working or learning from home. New Jersey was also battered by the storms yesterday. Tens of thousands of people still don't have electricity, KYW's Mike Doherty reports.
A beautiful morning, but not the most pleasant one for a drive. Roads were partially blocked all over the place with cones and caution tape, as fallen trees and limbs and sticks have made quite a mess. In Magnolia, a tree fell onto a house just off Evesham Road, and about a block away, another tree fell into a park, just narrowly missing and destroying an electric junction box.
As of this morning, PSEG reported tens of thousands of outages in Burlington, Camden, and Gloucester counties. Philadelphia will spend a 6th straight night under curfew. It takes effect at 8 o'clock tonight, 2 hours later than yesterday. Since the civil unrest began in the wake of the George Floyd murder, police say they've responded to 135 explosions, including 50 that have damaged or opened ATM machines. Attorney General Josh Shapiro believes he's gotten to the bottom of at least some of them with the arrest of Tlaib Crump for allegedly selling homemade sticks of dynamite out of his car.
Mr. Crump bragged on social media that using dynamite was better than bullets for robbing an ATM.
Shapiro says the investigation is ongoing, so he can't say whether Crump had a role in all the explosions, but he thinks it's important that the racial justice message of the protesters is not hijacked by violent crimes of distraction. That message was heard again yesterday in Center City as thousands turned out for a 5th straight day of protests. KYW's Antoinette Lee reports it was a peaceful demonstration.
They ranged in different ages, colors, and backgrounds. It was a peaceful protest as thousands marched down Broad Street chanting, "Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace." Manny from Bristol says he couldn't afford to stay home, especially when his soul, as well as the world, are at an unrest.
I feel as though, like, if my voice is not heard, along with a bunch of other people's voices, there will be no change. There will be no justice.
The protest ended with a prayer and hundreds raising their fist in agreement that the fight for justice was not over. Reports have surfaced about individuals vandalizing neighborhoods just before unrest and looting began following George Floyd protests. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, they are not protesters.
It's these chaos agents who have started this.
Malcolm Nance is a former U.S. intelligence agent turned counterterrorism expert. He says so-called chaos agents subscribe to anti-fascist ideals that seek to challenge authority. They show up to protests like the ones in Philadelphia, and the groups of 2 to 3 stand out.
Virtually everybody has said it is young white people wearing all black, who are well prepared, carrying backpacks.
They carry umbrellas, spray paint, sledgehammers, hammers, and frozen water bottles.
The hammers are there to break the windows, and their job is chaos.
Some of these agents were reported in West Philadelphia. Nance says if you see them, get photos and video and contact police. It's a difficult time for all of us, but the looting and rioting can be more scary if you're a child. Dr. Catherine Nepalinga, a child psychiatrist at Einstein Medical Center Philadelphia, says the chaos needs to be addressed.
To ignore it or to deny that it's happening is the interest of shielding the kid from the world or protecting the kid from the world, because it's there. Just because you're avoiding it doesn't mean that it's not there or your kid's not going to be exposed to it in the future.
Nepalinga suggests parents explain what's happening in terms the child can understand. Tell them why people are angry. She says listen to your child, address fears, and assure them they are safe. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.